Chairman of the Appropriations Committee is one of the most powerful positions in the U.S. Senate. If Congress holds the purse, the chairman of Appropriations holds the purse strings. Next month, Alaska Senator Ted Stevens once again will succeed Robert Byrd of West Virginia as chair of Appropriations. And like his predecessor, Stevens makes no apology for spending, especially when money is spent on his home state. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
When Alaska Senator Ted Stevens took over Appropriations in 1997, he warned his colleagues he was a mean, miserable SOB. This was hardly news to anyone in the Senate.
We meet today to act on the Transportation and Interior Appropriations
Stevens has been in the Senate three decades and is one of the last vestiges of the powerful committee barons. His generosity, especially when it comes to Alaska, and his vindictiveness for anyone who gets in his way is legendary. So is his temper.
We're talking about 1.5 million acres on the Arctic Plain that was set aside in 1980 for the purpose of oil and gas exploration. It is not wilderness. Anyone who comes to this floor and says this is drilling wilderness is a liar, a liar.
Stevens' voice and ambition have always been as big as the state he represents. On occasions such as this floor fight over drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, he identifies with the cartoon tough guys he wears on his neckties, the Incredible Hulk and the Tasmanian Devil. He's not afraid to pick a fight with anyone, but he's also willing to make peace with the enemy, as in this case when the collapse of a fishery was at stake.
When Greenpeace and I unite on any issue, there are some uneasy stomachs in both camps. On this issue, we agree.
Throughout his career, Stevens has fought long and hard to weaken environmental laws, to boost the timber harvest in the Tongass National Forest, to expand oil and gas drilling in the Arctic, and to build roads on his state's vast federal lands. But he's had more success over the years in securing money than in changing policy.
I'm guilty of asking the Senate for pork and proud of the Senate for giving it to me.
Alaska has fared well in its share of federal dollars, even better than Senator Byrd's West Virginia. Tim Kelly is a former Republican state senator.
The money that the federal government spends in the state of Alaska every year is absolutely critical to our state. And everybody is aware of that, and that's, of course, why we call Ted Stevens the main economic engine of the state of Alaska.
That sentiment is shared in Alaska across party lines. Former Democratic legislator Mike Miller says it's always been the purse, not policy, that's driven Stevens' popularity.
I think the number one thing is his ability just to bring back, you know, incredible amounts of projects for Alaska. For better or worse, it's the way the system works.
Almost every spending bill has something tucked into it for the 49th state. Hundreds of millions of dollars for roads, ferries, sewers, hospitals, schools. Just after statehood, much of this spending was crucial. But the state's budget has since been padded with oil money, and with no state income tax, it could be argued Alaska is unnecessarily dependent. But Stevens has never been shy about seizing an Alaska-sized piece of the federal pie for a state that he still sees as needy.
North of the Arctic Circle, the sun doesn't even rise beginning in mid-December until end of the following January, making it impossible for an evacuation plane to land without lights. I want to put the Senate on notice that this year I'm going to seek funds so that every village in Alaska has runway lights.
Nor is Stevens shy about using Senate rules and his state's remote location to his advantage. He's either in a hurry to make the long trip back home.
My Kenai Peninsula is on fire, and that is where I want to go fishing next week, too. I have a reason of a disaster and the urgent call of the king salmon to respond to.
Or he's holding the entire chamber hostage on a holiday until he gets his way.
I'm not one who makes threats, Mr. President. I make statements. I've made the statement I will not sign this conference report if it does not adequately restore this fishery.
Still, for all of his bullying, Stevens puts the institution above partisanship. He's always worked closely with Democrats on the Appropriations Committee, in particular former Chairman Robert Byrd. In the 107th Congress, which was split evenly at first between the two parties, Stevens was one of the few Republicans to support the effort to also split committee membership evenly. And during impeachment proceedings against President Bill Clinton, Stevens made the case for avoiding a lengthy trial and for not permitting witnesses on the Senate floor.
I have taken the position, and I maintain it, that we are not to act as Republicans and Democrats. We're to act as jurors, and we should not have directions coming to take this action because the White House wants it or take that action because the House wants it. We should determine what the Senate needs to make its decisions and vote that type of procedure.
Stevens' willingness to reach across the aisle has angered conservatives on Capitol Hill and at home, and his centrist streak on many issues, from taxes to abortion to funding for public broadcasting, has earned him enemies. His positions may have cost him votes, but never re-election. It's assumed he'll hold his Senate seat until he retires. The Anchorage Airport was recently named the Ted Stevens Airport, and according to Stevens, the federal dollars aren't about to run out anytime soon.
I think Alaskans will be astounded, literally, at the amount of federal money that's now available to us in our endeavors.
Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, who assumes the chairmanship of Senate Appropriations in January. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.